Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome to a Tuesday night edition of The Preacher and the Miracle Man Show. For this Tuesday, April 10th, 2018, and I'm your host, The Miracle Man. We're so glad that you could join us wherever you're joining us from, on your iPad, your phone, your computer, whatever device you're using. I want to say hi to my Aunt Dawn, my cousin Elizabeth, and my mother. As I'm sure they are all listening right now. And Sarah, if you're listening, hello. And Aaron, if you're listening, hello. And we're so glad that all of you could join us, wherever you are. And the reason I was saying those names was just to give acknowledgments to some people. Now, speaking of April 10th, up here in this area at least, at Dairy Queen, today or the 10th of any month, you can go into Dairy Queen and you can get a small blizzard, or it's $1.33 plus tax. So that makes it $1.41 for a small blizzard. And you want to know what I got? Peanut butter cookie dough. So instead of chocolate chips, like the chocolate chip kind would have. Instead of the chocolate chips, it's like peanut butter chips. And it is heavenly. And my assistant, she got one too. Lord, have mercy. Oh, man, I felt like I was in heaven for a few minutes. Kika Mahol Rabba. Oh, okay, maybe not that, but oh, it was so delicious. It was one of the best ice creams I've had in a while. And they do have several different flavors that came in this month. I guess they're not exactly having a blizzard of the month right now, but the blizzards they have, there are five of them. I'm going to tell you the ones I remember. Peanut butter cookie dough, summer berry cheesecake. So it's a variety of berries that are grown in, you know, the spring and summertime with cheesecake pieces, s'mores, and cotton candy. I do not remember number five. It was something with some kind of cake, but it was very delicious today, and I'll be back in there either on May 10th or when we finally go over 70 degrees and it's sunny. I hope we go over 70 degrees and it be sunny first. It's been a long time. I can't wait. It's time for it. This cold stuff is really getting old. Now, the next couple of days are going to warm up a bit into the low to mid-50s. But aside from a little while tomorrow, when it's going to be partly sunny, the rest of that time it's going to be cloudy, rain chances. Friday and Saturday and Sunday are more of the same, but even colder, like back to like the 40s. Next week doesn't look too much better for the first few days of it. And that takes us to April 19th. Now to the south of us here in this state, in Detroit, for one of the days, maybe even two, it's supposed to go to the low to mid-60s. Now, I know you're not there, Mom. I know you're in Kansas, but just letting you know what might be going on at home in a couple of days there in Clarkston. But we're so glad to have you. I am here at McDonald's, here at 4925 Eastman Road. I'm just north of Saginaw Road. McDonald's, if you're coming north, McDonald's is on the left-hand side of the road. If you're coming south, we're on the right. So we are, in fact, on the west side of Eastman Road. Turn in the driveway, McDonald's. And we are just inside the entrance. I'm at a booth here. And here's something cool. Right now, while I'm listening to the show, I'm charging my phone. Ain't that cool? Yes, it is. But anyhow, you can come to McDonald's and get yourself some grub, some food. You can try an order of America's Favorite Fries, or for $1, you can have a McChicken, a single cheeseburger, or any size soft drink, or a sausage burrito. Now, for $2, you can get a bacon McDouble, a sausage McGriddle, and something else. And then for $3, you get a Happy Meal. That's a pretty cool thing that you can get the Happy Meals for $3. I can remember when I was about 12 back in like 2001, 2002. At some locations, we could get one for me for like $2.75 with tax. And at other locations, it was like $2.64. Then it went up to like $2.86. Then like $2.97, I believe. I quit keeping track after that because I started getting the bigger meals. But when you come to McDonald's, what that says, I'm loving it. Also, an announcement that says the following: Coca-Cola is the best soda ever. But if I want to say it according to one of my shirts I have, I should actually say Coca-Cola best pop ever. As that is what one of my shirts says. It says best pop ever. Coca-Cola. And I believe it. And I believe it. And I know it's true. Oh, yes. Now, here's the plan for tonight. The plan for tonight is, we are going to chapter 11 and the first two verses of Hebrews 12. And then we're going to look at James chapter 1 as well as James chapter 2 again. Because God interrupted me last night when I was going to read on Moses and Aaron. He told me that there were some things that he wanted me to share that's from those two chapters. And so I'm obeying God. But there's a lot of things in those two chapters that we can learn from. There really is. There are warnings. There are things to help us. But sometimes we need a good warning. We do. So, that's going to be the reading that I'm going to exhort based on what we read. And then I'm still thinking about, I'm going to sing a song tonight or not. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. I'm not sure yet. But then we do have a brief sports update with a summary of last night's Tigers-Indians game in downtown Cleveland, Ohio. Also in the sports-related news, I explained something last night about Detroit teams and making the playoffs. And I'm going to expound a little bit on that tonight as to what I think, you know, the Pistons and Red Wings can do. And I will address the Lions too, but I think the Lions really are crying. The Tigers, I'll get to when we get to that part of the program. And I'm not going to say this to criticize, but I'm going to say, I'm going to say it so that, because in my mind, it's what needs to happen for the teams to get better. And that will be later on in the show. And I'm going to move right along tonight. Right now, and get right into the introductions and phone number and that, so we can get into the Word of the Lord sooner, so we can have a little more time, because there were some things I wanted to get to last night, but I could not because we did not have time. And so, with that, folks, if you have family members and friends who are interested in listening to the show, being a part of it, they can be a part of the show. And here's what you can tell them as far as how they can be a part of this great program. Here's what you can tell them they can do. You tell them, okay, you can go to Blog Talk blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that website is blogtalkradio.com, all one word. And then after you do that, you will see a search bar. In the search bar, you type in Upfront Entertainment. And then after you type that in and the OK button, you'll see a link. And this link says Live and Large. And Live and Large, that's my channel. Because I've done over 100 of these, 120 broadcasts that we've done. And I'm so proud of what we've been able to do and everything we've done. And here's the cool thing. All these broadcasts are archived. So you can go back and listen to them. We spent some time talking about Easter, and Jesus shedding his blood a couple weeks ago. We did some stuff at Christmas. Over the course of time, I read the entire books of Genesis and Exodus. And then the first couple chapters of Numbers. I will get back to that, by the way, but for tonight, I'm going to read James 1 and 2 again, because there are things that I wanted to get to last night, but I could not because of time. And so, blogtalkradio.com, up for entertainment, click on the link and it says Live and Large. And then there's a follow button that you can hit. Hit that follow button. Smash that thing, man. Smash that follow button. And here's what's going to happen when you hit that follow button. When you hit the follow button, you're going to get notified whenever I get ready to do a show. So, for example, tomorrow night, at around the same time, I'm going to do another radio show here at McDonald's. You're going to get notified a little bit beforehand, Get ready for a great show with the Miracle Man. And it's going to be awesome. It's awesome. And you just hit that follow button and then you get notified. And we always say this. It is always a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone. It's always a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone, to follow it, to be in touch. It really is a smart thing. In addition, we have a telephone number where you can call into the show, and we can talk about generally anything. We can pray together. We can have a civil discussion together. We can talk about the Bible. We can talk sports. We can talk about food. You're hungry. It is dinner time. And so, generally, whatever we want to talk about, we do have one exception, but I will get to that after I give the telephone number. And the telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompts, please. And then when you hear the please press 1, then you press 1, then you go through the call screener. And then we'll let you on and you can talk to us. And as I said, we can basically talk about just about anything. We could talk about what you think is keeping Mr. Golden Sun, away from shining on us and bringing us warm weather and putting leaves on the trees and budding the tulips. We could talk about that. And what you think is going on. But we do have one exception, and that is this. This show is not a political talk show. There are other good, solid talk shows that you can listen to if you're looking for politics. Like Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck. All good, wonderful political talk show hosts. However, we don't believe that it necessarily brings life, you know, to talk about certain things. We try to be focused more on the Word of God and then sports. And so if you want to talk about politics, we're going to tell you to pray, as the Bible says to pray, for the leaders who have authority over you. And we're going to tell you to vote when the elections are coming. In addition, this show is a family-friendly show, so we ask that you keep your comments, your topics, you know, whatever you want to talk about, whatever you want to say. Just keep your wording appropriate for all ages. And we always say, if you wouldn't say a certain thing to Jesus, by all means, please do not say it on this program. This is internet radio, but we still totally plan on keeping a filter. So we watch it. So we ask you to help us with that. And you can help us with these, the politics, and then we can have a great show tonight. And we can take some phone calls whenever they come. Because we welcome phone calls. We love them. And so, with that, I am going to go right into a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for the show tonight. Thank you for the listeners who are listening tonight, for my family members, friends, and other people, whether they know me or not, that happen to be listening to the show. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that everyone who is listening, that you'd prepare their hearts to receive from the Word tonight. And I thank you that you'll minister to them. Lord God, I ask you, Lord, that you would anoint my voice, use my lips, and God, me tonight and what I say. And let it be me speaking through you tonight. And I hereby, Lord, give you permission to interrupt me tonight in any way you wish. And I just give you glory, praise, and honor. And Lord, I thank you. I hereby confess on this radio show my confession that I say every night I do this. And that is that we have an increase in listenership. We have financiers coming into the show. We have sponsors coming into the show. And we have new equipment coming into this show. And I give you glory, honor, and praise for that. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Amen, 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 amen. All right, now, before I open the Bible, there are two quick things I'm going to explain very briefly. Number one, this show is not just about a man who sits in McDonald's, drinks a Coca-Cola, talks about sports, reads the Bible, exhorts on the Bible. And you know, all that's Bible stuff, and that is wonderful. But it's about miracles. And guess what? The best miracle of all is salvation. Salvation is the best miracle of all. So, you can be saved of your sin. You know, if you're not saved, you need to get saved. And we can help you. And generally, what we always say is, after you get saved, you know, you need to find yourself in a church where you can be fed, a church where you can rub shoulders with believers, and a church where you can send the tithe, and your pastor can bless it, and where the uncompromised word of God is preached. And listening to this program, the Preacher and the Miracle Man show, is not to be a substitute for your going to church. So if you would have went to church 2 or 3 times, depending on how often in a week your church meets, it's not a good idea to just say in the 2 or 3 episodes of Preacher and the Miracle Man this week and then I don't have to go to church. No, 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 no. Now this will help you. But it'll be good for you. But this, listening to this program is meant to be a supplement, not a replacement, not a substitute for a real church experience where you go to church and rub shoulders with believers and bring your tithe into the storehouse and have your pastor bless it. Praise God. And then the other thing I want to tell you real quick is, you know, related to this is not just a man sitting here, is that I'm going to open my Bible in 60 seconds, maybe less. I'm going to open my Bible, and I'm going to start reading. Now, Pastor's been hitting this hard the last several months, and basically what I've been saying as well is this. If I open my Bible and you're listening, you open your Bible and study with me. If I'm praying in the Spirit, praying in tongues, or just praying, you know, over the evening like I did a few minutes ago, you pray. If I sing a song, you sing. I just raise my hands and surrender like this for some reason. You do the same. And so, in general, what I generally say is, whatever I do here at McDonald's, you do wherever you want. And that's how you're going to get the most out of this, is by participating and by paying attention to me speaking. But more importantly than me speaking, the Word of God. And so, with that, folks, let's open up our Bibles to the book of James, chapter 1. Hallelujah. James, chapter 1. And we are going to reread what we read yesterday, because there are some things in here that I did not get to, that I wanted to be able to get to last night, but time was running away from me. And so, praise God, James chapter 1. So we're going to go to James chapter 1, then we'll go to James chapter 2, and put a bookmark in the previous book, Hebrews chapter 11. We're going to go to Hebrews chapter 11, as we always do. Normally do, I mean. And then go to Hebrews chapter 12 to read the first two verses of that chapter. So, with that, we're going to begin right now from James chapter 1, verse 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the 12 tribes scattered among, the 12 tribes scattered among the nations, greetings. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. But because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance or patience, perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe, and he cannot doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, the sound of waves in the ocean. He's like a wave in the sea, being blown and tossed by the wind. That man should not think that he will receive anything from the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. The brother in humble circumstances, he ought to take pride in his high position. But the one who is rich should take pride in his low position, because he will pass away like a wild flower. For the sun rises in scorching heat and withers the plant, its blossom falls and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich man will fade away even while he goes about his business. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted to evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when by his own evil desires he is dragged away and enticed. Then, after a desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, it gives birth to death. Do not be deceived, my dear brothers. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but doesn't do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror, and after looking at himself, he goes away in the mirror, and immediately he forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law and gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. And if anyone considers himself religious and yet he does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself, and his religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and blameless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. All right. Now, let's continue on with James chapter 2. My brothers, as believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, My brothers, as believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, do not show favoritism. Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes. And a poor man in shabby clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, here's a good seat for you, but say to the poor man, you stand right there, or sit on the floor by my feet, you have discriminated among yourselves, and you have become judges of evil thought with evil thoughts. Listen, my dear brothers, has not God chosen those who are pure, who are poor in the eyes of the world, to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he promised those who love him? But you have insulted the poor. Is it not the rich who are exploiting you? Are they not the ones who are dragging you into court? Are they not the ones who are slandering the noble name of him to whom you belong? If you really keep the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing right. But if you show favoritism, you sin and you are convicted by the law as lawbreakers. For whoever keeps the law, keeps the whole law, and yet he stumbles at his just one point, is guilty of breaking all of it. And he who said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not murder. If you do not commit adultery, but you commit murder, you have become a lawbreaker. Hey! Oh, isn't that so hard to understand? I don't think so. Speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom. Because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment. What good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to be faith, to have faith, but he has no deeds? Can such faith save him? Suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about his physical needs? What good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, it's dead. But someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. And you believe that there is one God? Good. Even the demons believe so. Believe that. Even the demons believe that and shudder. You foolish man, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Useless? Do not our ancestor Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. And he was called God's friend. And you see that a person is justified by what he does and not by faith alone. In the same way, well, it's not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction as the body without the spirit is dead. So faith without deeds or works is dead. Okay. We're just taking a little walk backwards now in the Bible. We're going to go to Hebrews chapter 11. Praise God. Hebrews chapter 11.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, Master. All right. And I do want to apologize for all this noise. Apparently there's some kind of party or something going on. But, hey, still trying to make work. Now, we begin with Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not yet see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, that we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than what Cain did. And by faith, he was commended as a righteous man. And when God spoke well of his offerings, and by faith he still speaks, even though he is dead. And by faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death, because he couldn't be found, because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. But with faith, it is possible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must first believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when he was warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, he built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world, and he became heir with the righteousness that comes by faith. And by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and he went, even though he did not know where he was going. And by faith, he made his home in the promised land, like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, just as Isaac and Jacob did, who were heirs of him with the same purpose. For he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. And by faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father, because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All of these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them, and they welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on Earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. And he who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son. Even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned," Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshiped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt, and he gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw that he was no ordinary child. And they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead, oh my gosh, to his reward. By faith, they left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who was invisible. And by faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, she was not killed with those who were disobedient. What more shall I say? I do not have the time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned into strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, and they refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and were put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins. Destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains, and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. For God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Amen. Now, we're turning to chapter 12 of Hebrews, and we're going to read the first two verses of that chapter. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let's fix our eyes on the Detroit Tigers. Does it say that, Josh? Oh, no, it doesn't say that. Let's fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Now, we read that a man who is doubting, he who doubts, in other words, says he, that also means woman, so a human who doubts. If you doubt God, you're like a wave in the sea, out in the ocean. And you're just being tossed around to and fro. Hey, I don't believe God. And you believe, but you doubt him in certain things. To be a doubter is instability. And the Bible tells us, we just read that in James chapter 1. The Bible tells us, and I quote, a double minded man or human is unstable in everything he does or everything she does. Unstable. Double minded, you're not stable. As clear as that in God's eyes. So you can't be double minded. You cannot. We just looking in here again, taking a look, as I know there were some other things that God wanted me, that I felt like I should cover. Goes to us first, or the word of God. Oh, listening and doing. The Bible, God wants us to be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For meantime, anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. You've got to get rid of moral filth. Oh, and by the way, I don't want you to think that I'm just this high and mighty person. No. We all got to work on ourselves. In certain areas. I got some things. We all got stuff. And God wants to help us. But get rid of our filth. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent. And humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. That's what we need to do. We need to humbly accept the word of God that has been planted by the reading. And if you've been going to church, you know, church services, and you read in your Bible. And you can't just listen to the world. Don't listen to the world. You can't just listen to the word of God, hear it preached or read it, and deceive yourselves. You got to do what it says. You can't just be a hearer of the word of God. You have to be a doer of the word of God. Yeah, I know I need to pay my tithe. I know I need to get this sin out of my life. But I don't know what I got to do. But find out. You know, for the tithe thing, I would say, you know, if you're going to church, tithe. If you're not, find a good church that you can tithe to. And if you're sinning, you gotta stop sinning. Jesus told us. I mean, Jesus said to a person he healed, and I quote, "Go and sin no more." In another version, he says, "Stop sinning, or something worse might happen to you." Yes, all men have sinned, but I think he's talking about open sin. I'm not going to exactly go into what all that is, but and if you read it and you don't, if you read the word and you don't do what it says, you're like someone who looks at their face in the mirror, and after looking at yourself, you walk away and you immediately forget what you look like. Okay, as someone who is now thanking God for the manifestation of their healing. But the natural cannot see yet. I don't know exactly what that's like, but I can picture. I can just picture, you know, someone goes up to the mirror. They look at themselves in the mirror. So they go, they look at the mirror, and then they look at themselves, and then suddenly when they walk away from the mirror, they forget what they look like. What's so dangerous is if you do that to God about the word. And that man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. Hallelujah. I plan to continue to be attentive to the Word of God, paying attention to what it says and doing what it says and doing better at it. And anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he considers himself and his religion is worthless. Religion that God. Orphans, mortals, and to distress, and to keep oneself. And you got to keep yourself from being polluted by the world. Also, skip looking at that one. Faith without works we know faith without works is dead, being alone. You know what else doesn't work? Having all work but no faith. You have to have the faith. You have to. In order to live today, you got to have faith. If you're believing for any kind of miracle, you got to have faith in God. And trusting that he will do what he said in his word that he would do. And this trusting. We'll just use this as an example. Well, say I'm a lumber guy. Or something like that. Some guy with a truck. I was in a boss. Asked me to do an assignment. And he says, no, I know. We'll just say my truck's not working. And they'll just say, I know your truck's not in the greatest working condition. You can use my truck. Go there. Do that job. Come back. And I got the equipment and my tools in the truck that you can use them properly. I expect that the tools will be used correctly. I mean, I expect that the tools won't be broken or anything or damaged. And then I'll see you when you get back. He gives you, in this case, you know what the boss would have done? He let me borrow the truck to go do the work. And even though I had tools, he let me use his tools because they weren't his truck. I'm not saying it would always work this way. I'm just saying this is just an example. Now, if I come back and the truck's got some damage or the equipment's all broken down and stuff, the equipment that he lent me and said I could use, even though he didn't have to give me the equipment because I have the equipment, it's all broken, then it shows the boss that you're not trustworthy. But God, you have to trust God. God is not a human. God is perfect. So you have to trust God. Faith is trusting in the Lord. Trusting in the Lord. Believing that he would do what he said he would do. And you got to work towards it too. As faith without works is dead, being alone. But work without faith is also dead. Now, Father, thank you, Lord God, for this wonderful word tonight that we pour apart tonight. Jesus. Looking at your word, what it says, these are some great lessons on faith and perseverance and everything else we talked about, you know, and having trust in you. Faith with and without works. And everything we talked about, Lord, as it applies to us. And I thank you, Lord, for everything we talked about. And help us all, Lord God, to be doers of your word and not hearers only. And help us to believe and not doubt. And help us to not lose track, Lord God. And give you praise and honor and glory for that tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, for sports. Yesterday evening, the Detroit Tigers were defeated by the Cleveland Indians down in Cleveland by the score of 2-0. 2-0. That's the third time Detroit was shut out this year. Well, I understand pitching was okay. At least they only gave up 2 runs. But you can't be getting shut out every other game. You got to have some wins, too. And I'm sure Ron Gardenhire is going to work with them on this. I hope he is, at least. Now, tonight, the Tigers are playing in Cleveland again, and the game has already started. I don't know a score currently, but you can listen to the game locally on AM 790 or on FM 104.9 WQBX, which I will be doing right after I go home right at the end of this broadcast. Now, NBA playoff picture. In the Western Conference, the San Antonio Spurs did, in fact, qualify for the postseason for the 21st straight season. The most in the NBA history. 21 consecutive years that they qualified for the playoffs. 21. So congratulations to San Antonio Spurs. And I know Houston's going to do some great things, too, the Houston Rockets. And don't mess with Texas. You never mess with Texas. They got athletes down there. In addition, the New Orleans Saints made the playoff. Excuse me. New Orleans Pelicans made the playoffs for the first time in 4 years with the win last night over the Minnesota Timberwolves. Also, Oklahoma City Thunder were able to make it last night. No, excuse me. So two playoff berths were clinched last night. Unfortunately, the Detroit Pistons will not make the playoffs at all. They were eliminated from that. But as I said, I think Stan Van Gundy needs to go. I feel like maybe they should do some shakeups in the front office, possibly. I feel like maybe they could use another piece or two. Then they could be a bit more solid on a team who goes to the playoffs on a little more regular basis, a bit more regular basis. I think the same thing needs to happen with the Red Wings as well, so they can improve and get back to their winning ways, as we're used to seeing. As you know, I think it's great for Detroit. One, the teams that won it. It gets people downtown. You know, and as people go downtown, you know, they spend money on food and stuff, and some buy merchandise and that, and it helps strengthen the city of Detroit economy. City of Detroit is trying to come back. I really believe that. And hopefully it can continue coming back and become stronger, become more vibrant, not just as a downtown area, but as a city. A city that can be safer. But sports brings people together. And that's one of the awesome things about it. And that's one of the reasons why it's so cool to have the Red Wings and the Pistons both playing at Little Caesars Arena right there on Woodward Avenue. And then to the south, and then across the road a little bit, like a few blocks. You have Comerica Park, and then just off to the east next door, you have Ford Field, the home of the Lions. Good district. It's called the District Detroit, up and down Woodward Avenue, where the theaters are and what have you. When teams win, more people are there. When teams lose, attendance can suffer. And so, having teams that are winning has a lot of great side effects. It really does. It's like how they talk about how meds can have really bad side effects. Well, this is the opposite. Having teams that win, like in the city of Detroit, can have good side effects. Like some extra games in the city. Extra games. You know, playoff season games. Like, let's say, for example, we have a year where the Pistons, the Red Wings, both make the playoffs, and in the first round they both get home field advantage, home court and ice advantage. Pistons court, Red Wings ice. So, we will say that Pistons play their first two games, World Series Arena. Red Wings play their first two games at World Series Arena. That right there, that's 4 days of events, 4 extra days. Then we will say Detroit, both the Red Wings and the Pistons are both able to play game fives. And with the way both leagues work, these would both be at home. So those are, that right there is two additional games right there. So 6 days there in like April to May. And then we'll say they both win in 5 or 6 games. Then for second round, we'll say one of them has home field at home advantage. So they end up getting to play 3 games at home.
Yep.
And they win. So you see, it can lead to more games. And generally in the playoffs, it'll be sold out. So these are good effects. And it's one reason why I think we got to get back to qualifying for playoffs in professional sports in Detroit. We have a world-class hockey/basketball stadium in Little Caesars Arena. I was just there a few months ago. What? Sorry. About that? But, oh yeah, she was talking to someone else. But, anyhow, with that thought, I'll leave you with that thought. And until tomorrow night, folks, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see everybody tomorrow night.